Ungifted, Intelligence Redefined. Introduction, A Personal Journey. I never expected to write a book about intelligence. As a child, I was placed in special education classes due to auditory processing issues and struggled to keep up with my peers. But those early experiences sparked a lifelong fascination with human potential and how we measure it. Through my journey from ungifted student to cognitive psychologist, I've come to believe that our understanding of intelligence is far too narrow. The conventional view that intelligence is a fixed, innate quality best measured by IQ tests fails to capture the incredible complexity and dynamism of the human mind. In this book, I aim to redefine intelligence in a way that honors the diverse strengths and paths to greatness that exist. By examining the latest research across psychology, neuroscience, and other fields, I hope to expand our appreciation for the many forms of human potential and inspire a more nuanced, compassionate approach to nurturing it. The flaws in how we measure intelligence. For over a century, IQ tests have been viewed as the gold standard for measuring intelligence. But these tests have serious limitations. They focus primarily on abstract reasoning and working memory, neglecting many other important cognitive abilities. What's more, IQ scores can fluctuate significantly based on factors like motivation, anxiety, and familiarity with test formats. Perhaps most troublingly, IQ tests and similar standardized assessments are often used to make high-stakes decisions about students' educational tracks and opportunities. A low score can relegate a child to remedial classes or close doors to advanced programs, even if that child has incredible potential in areas not captured by the test. I've seen firsthand how these labels can become self-fulfilling prophecies. When I was placed in special education, I began to doubt my own abilities. It wasn't until a perceptive teacher recognized my potential and encouraged me to challenge myself that I was able to break free of that limiting mindset. The truth is, intelligence is far too complex and multifaceted to be reduced to a single number. We need a more holistic model that accounts for the incredible diversity of human cognitive strengths. Rethinking the nature of intelligence. So, if not IQ, how should we conceptualize intelligence? I believe we need to expand our definition to encompass a much wider range of mental abilities and traits. This includes not just analytical skills, but also creativity, emotional intelligence, practical problem solving, and more. Moreover, we must recognize that intelligence is not fixed, but highly malleable. Our brains continue developing and changing throughout our lives in response to experience and effort. With the right mindset and opportunities, people can dramatically expand their cognitive capabilities. Take the case of late bloomers. Individuals who show dramatic intellectual growth later in life, often after struggling in traditional academic settings. Their stories demonstrate how intelligence can emerge and evolve in unexpected ways given the right conditions. We should also consider how different forms of intelligence manifest in real-world contexts. For instance, successful entrepreneurs often excel at seeing novel connections and opportunities, a form of creative intelligence not typically measured by IQ tests. And many people with autism display extraordinary abilities in specific domains, highlighting how diverse and specialized our cognitive strengths can be. Nurturing intelligence and potential. If intelligence is multifaceted and malleable, how can we best nurture it? I believe we need a more personalized, holistic approach to education and talent development. Rather than sorting students based on test scores, we should strive to identify each individual's unique constellation of strengths and interests. We can then provide targeted support and opportunities to help them develop those abilities. This might involve exposing students to diverse fields and activities to uncover hidden talents. It also means teaching cognitive strategies and cultivating a growth mindset, the belief that abilities can be developed through effort and learning. Importantly, we must create environments that support psychological growth. Factors like intrinsic motivation, emotional security, and opportunities for autonomy play a huge role in cognitive development. By addressing the whole person, not just academic skills, we can unlock far more potential. The role of creativity and imagination. One of the most overlooked aspects of intelligence is creativity, the ability to generate novel and valuable ideas. Yet creative thinking is crucial for innovation and problem-solving in nearly every domain. Interestingly, research shows that creativity often emerges from the interplay between different cognitive processes. For instance, the ability to make unexpected connections between ideas relies on both divergent thinking, generating many possibilities, and convergent thinking, synthesizing information. We can foster creativity by encouraging curiosity, playfulness, and comfort with ambiguity. Exposing ourselves to diverse experiences and perspectives also fuels the creative process by expanding our mental repertoire. Imagination, the ability to mentally simulate possibilities, is closely linked to creativity. By cultivating rich inner worlds and the capacity for productive daydreaming, we can enhance our ability to innovate and envision new solutions. Transcending labels and limits. Perhaps the most important takeaway from my research is this: we must be extremely cautious about placing limits on human potential. Labels like gifted or learning disabled often say more about our measurement tools than about individuals' true capabilities. I've encountered countless stories of people defying expectations and achieving remarkable things despite, or even because of, early struggles. These late bloomers, twice exceptional individuals, and other square pegs remind us that there are many paths to greatness. Rather than trying to identify and cultivate only those with obvious early talent, we should strive to provide all individuals with opportunities to discover and develop their unique strengths. By embracing a more expansive view of intelligence and human potential, we can create a world where many more people have the chance to flourish and make meaningful contributions. In the end, intelligence isn't about how we compare to others on standardized metrics. It's about becoming the best version of ourselves and finding our own ways to engage with and impact the world. By redefining intelligence, we open up new possibilities for human flourishing and achievement. I hope this book inspires you to reconsider your own potential and to look with fresh eyes at the diverse forms of intelligence all around us.